Welcome to A Quiet Life. I'm Ruth, your host, and it is lovely to have your company with me today. Well, it's the year has really started now, really started. As I record this, it's the 23rd of February, 2023. It's just the beginning of Lent. Not that I have made any decisions about doing Lent at all this year. I'm feeling like things have really heated up and, I'm reading through all this stuff that I wrote on my blog last week and talked to Scotty about last week and thought, really, am I really putting this in practice? But I hope I am. I hope I am. So last time when I talked to Scotty and on the podcast, we talked about mine, not New Year's resolutions, but my goals for this year and what I'm aiming to achieve. And this time I talked to Scotty about what I have to do in order to make those goals happen, because you can't just state, I want to write a novel and then not do anything about it and then hope that it happens by the end of the year, or just wait for it to miraculously happen or for inspiration to miraculously hit. It just doesn't work like that. And actually, you will be able to hear in my little chat with Scotty, he asks about the novel. He says, what's it about? And I'm just like, it's about a planet and plants and languages. We're right at the very beginning of this book that I want to get finished, the first draft, by the end of the year. So, so I'm talking to Scotty today about how to achieve the goals that you want to achieve. And my podcast last time, I talked about what my three main goals are for this year. And so this time, after the chat with Scotty, I'm going to have a bit of a general chat, and then I'll tell you the systems that I'm putting in place to reach my goals for this year. And as always, I would love to hear if you have goals and systems and ways that you're moving forward this year. And if you want to tell me about them, you can email me ruth@ruthamos.com.au, or you can find me on Facebook at Ruth Amos Author, or tweet me at A Quiet Life Blog. I would really, really love to hear from you. As always, I just thought I'd put that in first instead of at the end. And also, if you think that this is a useful podcast and could help somebody else out, please let them know about it. I'd love to get the word out. So anyway, having said all that marketing stuff, that's one of the things I'm trying to do a bit more of this year. I'm trying to get used to it. I feel like I have a message to share, and I hope you feel like that too. And the only way we're going to let people know is if you tell people about it and if I tell people about it. Anyway, that's by the by. Let's have a chat to Scotty about the goals and the processes by which we're putting these goals into place, the systems, and then I'll chat more about it afterwards.
Ruth Amos is with us this morning. Ruth, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Scotty. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. You were just telling me, and I hope you don't mind me sharing this, but you're off to Canberra fairly soon to celebrate her first birthday.
Yeah, it's my little grandson's first birthday coming up. I'm so excited.
How good is that? How time flies. I remember when Easton was first born, and that seems like only a couple months ago.
I know. It just zips past. I tell everyone that the 9 months of pregnancy feels like forever, and then suddenly the baby's 2 years old. It just, you know, like, just zips past, yeah.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and you know, one of the pieces of advice I remember getting when our children were so young was just enjoy it because they grow up so quickly. And at the time, I'm like, yeah, right. Like, they're not
every day is taking a million years to get through.
And all of a sudden, like, our youngest is now 14, and our eldest is married and, you know, and expecting a bubby, and it's just like, crazy.
We're getting old, Scotty.
Where did that happen? How did that happen so quickly?
Old people.
I know. What are we talking about today?
Well, remember last time we talked about making your goals and thinking about success that suits you, and I said you can't just make goals, you have to have systems in place. So today we're talking about those systems.
Nice. Yeah.
So you can have a goal like, I want to be able to play such and such a song on the piano, but if you don't put in place a system for doing piano practice every day or every couple of days, you're never going to reach that goal. These goals don't just magically happen. So you have to think about what it's going to take to reach the goal, and it needs to be something that you're in control of as well, you know? So not just, I'll just lose weight, you know? Like, you have to really think about something that you can control, something that you can put in place so that there's almost a lifestyle change so that you can then reach the goal that you're wanting to reach.
Yeah, because people often, they'll go, yeah, this is what I want to do, but then they'll never do anything about it. And, like, I mean, this is a really... this is a really heavy subject, but my wife was diagnosed a number of years ago with MS. And so she started researching about that and finding out things about diet and food and all, you know, all the things she needed to help herself get better. And she's now amazing. Like the doctor, she's like a walking miracle.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the doctors are just like, that's crazy. But other people that have MS, you know, we've tried to talk to about that and said, but it's going to be tough because here's what you got to do. And it's just almost like, oh, that's too hard for me, you know, because it was some dramatic life choices. But sometimes you just got to make those choices to make things happen.
Yeah, but I think sometimes you also think, oh, it has to be dramatic. And so when I get the energy or when I get the time, when I get around to it, I'll do it. Whereas little bits and pieces can add up as well, even in diet and exercise. But I always tell people, because I write, you know, if you want to write a book, don't think about, oh, I need to set aside a week or 2 weeks to sit down and, you know, in a cabin in the woods with no interruptions and whatever. And no, just put aside 15 minutes a day and sit down and do whatever you can for 15 minutes a day. It adds up over the course of a year. It's amazing the difference it can make.
And it's that whole thing of, how do you eat an elephant? You know, one bite at a time. Because sometimes you look at the whole elephant and go, well, that's just impossible. I can't do that. But if you just start taking, and then all of a sudden you go, wow, there's actually a chunk gone there. Maybe I can do this.
Yeah. I've got this really good quote from James Clear, which I love. I don't know if you know James Clear. He wrote Atomic Habits, and it's a very good book about this kind of putting systems in place and changing things so that you achieve what you want to achieve. But he says it doesn't make sense to continue wanting something if you're not willing to do what it takes to get it. If you don't want to live the lifestyle, then release yourself from the desire. To crave the result but not the process is to guarantee disappointment. So I want to encourage everyone listening, like, if you want something, think about what the process is to get there, what the system you need to put in place, what little daily things you need to do or change or add in or take away to get where you want to get, whether it's housework or music or writing or fitness or gardening or any kind of project. What little things can you put in place? Yes, it's a change of lifestyle, but that's going to guarantee your result in the end.
And as you say, it can be the small things. You know, like I often think about a big ship. You know, and 1 degree change can change the whole course of the ship.
Yeah.
It can be that smallest change, but that doing that consistently every day can actually change the course of what you're aiming for.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you miss a day, then you've only missed a day. You can get back on course the next day. Like, they tell us that planes are always course correcting and they're off course more than they're on course. Yeah, arrange your life that way.
As long as they're on course at the end when they're landing, then we're okay.
That's it, exactly.
Hey, now, before I let you go, are you writing another book at the moment?
I sure am.
Any sneak previews?
So my last book, if you remember, was science fiction. It was called The Universe is a Small Place, and it was set in Signet with all these aliens in Signet. So I thought that was really fun. We're going to do another one. So we've got a new planet to visit. It's a new planet, and it's... it's about languages and it's about plants and it's about different kinds of life. Yeah.
Nice. Sounds great. RuthAmos.com.au. Thank you, Ruth. Nice to see you. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Excellent. I have two books on the go at the moment. So one of them is the fiction book. And as you could hear from what I said to Scotty and what I said in the intro, that's at the very early stages of thinking about what the book's going to be about. We have a long way to go with that one. The other book that I'm writing is a non-fiction book, and it's all about this sort of stuff, finding out what you're meant to do with your life, and which may not be just one thing, maybe many things, and finding out how to do it. So I'm working on that one, and that one's a lot further along. And you know what? I wish I'd talked to Scotty about that book instead. And maybe that was the one he was asking about. But my brain was in this whole systems thing and the whole goals for the year and, you know, anyway. Maybe next time. Maybe next time you'll hear more about that when I talk to Scotty. But so let's go back and think about this whole systems idea, because I sort of think you can put it together this way. You might have a dream of what you want your life to be like. And in order to reach that dream, you have to put goals in place in different areas of your life. So you can have those goals, which are sort of like milestones. And look, I've tried to live without goals and tried to live with just systems, but I personally, and you know, you may be different and I'd love to hear about it if you are, but I can't think that way. I need something to aim for. I need a goal in place. And so having that there, not so that I can say, yes, I've succeeded or no, I've failed, but just having something to push towards so that I know I'm making progress. Now, success is not linear, and I'm not always going to move forward towards that goal in a nice, even fashion. I wish we did, but that's just not how it happens. So even my goal of being able to run a bit more quickly, some days I can push it and get faster, and some days I can't. And I have a very slow run at the gym, and then I just keep saying to myself, well, I'm winning because I'm here. This is a day when I'm winning because I actually went to the gym. I'm jogging very slowly, or maybe I'm just walking, I'm not getting anywhere, but just the fact that I went to the gym is a win. And so that's cool. So do remember in all of this that everything that I say that you put into place, you might get to the point where you say, well, I'm doing all this, I've put my systems in place, I know what my goals are, and I'm not moving towards them. In fact, I feel like I'm going backwards. That's life. That's how life is. And you may be going backwards, but you may just be consolidating your progress so far and it just doesn't feel like forward movement. Or you may just simply be winning because you're trying. And sometimes life is just like that. But having said all of that, it just helps me to have some milestones to be reaching for. And I think that a lot of people feel the same way. And hopefully you do. If you don't, then you know, possibly stop listening. But I'd love you to keep listening. Now, the thing about having goals is that just stating what the goal is not enough to get you moving towards the goal. It doesn't make the goal happen. And I think there was a time where the popular advice was to imagine yourself completing your goal. So I want to run maybe a park run in less than half an hour, and you just imagine yourself going through the park run and getting to the finish line and crossing the finish line and getting whatever they give you. I don't know, I've never done a park run. I'm too scared to run in front of other people at the moment. but, you know, getting whatever medal and yes, your time and yes, you're so excited and taking the... And it turns out, once the psychologist did a bit of research on that, that imagining you completing your goal like that is detrimental. So what happens when you imagine it is that your brain gives you the dopamine, the chemical, the reward chemical, and says, yes, that feels so good. And then you think subconsciously, well, I've done that now. I've got the reward. I don't need to push for it. So you can actually get enough of a reward from your brain for imagining doing the thing that you don't actually do the thing. So stating that you're going to do it doesn't work, and deciding to do it doesn't necessarily work, and imagining how you feel when you do it is possibly detrimental. What does work? Systems. So what we're thinking about is not the end goal, but as I said, with that quote from James Clear, the lifestyle change, the process and the plan of how you're going to do it. And this plan needs to be something that you can put into action. So not just something that will happen to you while you sit there passively. So for example, writing, well, when inspiration hits, I'm going to write. Well, that's you're waiting for something to passively happen to you. You're waiting for inspiration to hit. That doesn't do it. You need to have something that you can action, that you, is action a verb? It is now. That you can put into action, that you can control, that that is something small and hopefully almost daily. So something that's just a really small, often people talk about the minimum viable product, something that just gets you moving. So if you're having a struggle with, say, I'm really thinking about things that apply to my life, and I don't know, I'll tell you one. Everyone has to do housework, right? Housework's part of the thing. And for me, getting the housework done, I had to work out the smallest possible increment that I could do in a day, because getting myself off the couch and doing 2 hours of housework just wasn't working for me. So I decided to daily do 10 minutes of housework, and I cut my housework down into 10-minute-ish jobs. And so now every morning when I get up, it's like, well, I mean, I only have to vacuum for 10 minutes. Anyone can vacuum for 10 minutes. It's not a big deal. So even if I'm feeling really rubbish, I will still get out the vacuum cleaner and vacuum for 10 minutes. So finding something like that that you can do that's small, that's possibly daily, that's something that you are in control of and that you can make happen. What that means is if you're doing something small and regularly and systematically, and even if it's a tiny thing, you're always making movements in the right direction, even if it doesn't always feel like progress. And then if you miss a day or if you're sick for a week or whatever, that's all right. You just pick yourself up and go again. So when I was researching this, I found something called implementation intentions. And this technique, according to the science, more than doubles your success rate with any goal. And the way that you do this, and this is what I've been talking about, is that you say, I will do this behavior at this time in this location. So you make it very, very clear what you're going to do, at what time, in which location. And then if you've made that clear to yourself, you are much more likely to do the thing. And as you do the thing, it adds up until you reach the end goal. Does that make sense? So I shared with you last time my three goals for the year, which is finish the first draft of my novel, finish and publish my nonfiction book, and run 5 kilometres in less than half an hour. So they're my three goals. And now I'm going to share with you my implementation intentions and, yeah, the way I'm putting it together. And you'll see that for some things, this is very, very simple. And for other things, it's more complex. So let's start with finish the first draft of my novel. There's something for me about first thing in the morning. And there are many things that if I don't do first thing in the morning, I don't do, which is tricky because, you know, technically you can only do one thing first thing in the morning and I do at least three. So what do I do in my mornings? First thing I do is I write in my journal. And I do that first because it's my morning pages. So in a book called The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, she suggests getting 3 pages of longhand writing down first thing to just sort of clear your mind so that you're ready to go on the day. And I love that. And I've got a shelf full of journals that I've written, and sometimes I read back over them, but mostly it's just a mind clearing exercise. And the reason why I do that first is because it gets me sitting on the couch and it gets me out of the way so that Moz can do all of his morning stuff and get off to work. So that's, you know, that's just keeps me occupied while he's racing around the kitchen, bathroom and whatever. And that works. Keeps me out of the way. So that's one thing I do first thing. Another thing I do is my 10 minutes of housework. And if I don't do that very early in the morning, then it doesn't get done. So it's this willpower thing that I have so much willpower in the day, and I use it up and then can't force myself to do housework. So if I don't get the housework done, and it doesn't get done. So, for example, when I go in and see Scotty first thing in the morning on a Thursday and get home at about 8:30, probably too late. I don't get to my housework after that, possibly because I go to the gym on the way home and things like that. So, you know, but if it doesn't get done on a Thursday, I pick up and go again on the Friday. I have a little list of things that I do in a specific order. So things get done approximately once a week or once a week and a bit because I do that first thing. After that, I do 15 minutes of silence and solitude, and that is amazing and even more head clearing than journaling. Just sitting with God and a bit of prayer, but a bit of maybe just enjoying the sunshine or listening to the birds or something. It's a circuit breaker. It stops me from getting completely wound up. It helps me get in touch with myself and see how I'm feeling about the day, and sometimes even to change my attitude towards the day. So it's that's important to me. So we're getting the routine going. Anyway, the next thing I do first thing in the morning, which we're now up to the fourth first thing I do in the morning, is a half hour on my novel. So that is my implementation is I will work on my novel as my first work task each workday morning in my office at home. And what I have done to get myself in the a novel writing space is I make myself a coffee. It might be a real coffee, it might be a decaf coffee, depends on how energetic I'm feeling that day. But I make myself a nice coffee, I bring it down to my desk, I close everything except for my novel, and I sit there for half an hour. I put a timer on my watch that will buzz me when 30 minutes is up, and I just sit there. Now, if I write, I write, and that's fantastic. I get words done. If I am not feeling very creative and I sit and stare out the window and don't write, that's okay, as long as I'm not picking up my phone and scrolling Instagram or checking Facebook on the computer or reading email or whatever. This is not time for that. This is time for either thinking about writing or researching writing. So that's what I do in that half hour. In a half hour, I can write quite a few words if I'm on a roll, 500, 600 words. If I'm really on a roll, well, I'll just keep going when the timer goes off. But to this point, it's been a half hour thing. The timer goes off and I finish up what I'm on and move on to the next thing in my workday. And that's that. So that one's very straightforward once you take into account all the other first things that I do first thing in the morning. And I don't know why I spent so long describing all that to you, because it doesn't sort of make sense to anybody who has to work outside the home or get children ready for school or anything like that. So I'm not expecting you to follow my morning routine by any means, but just to let you know that that's how I do it. So yeah, the implementation intention is I will work on my novel as my first work task each workday morning in my office at home, and I make it pleasant for myself and I do it. And even if I don't get much done, I'm still moving the novel incrementally further along, and a year is a long time, and hopefully by the end I will be either finished my first draft or a lot closer to my first draft by the end of the year. Right, my second goal was to finish and publish a nonfiction book. That's a vaguer goal, really. There's so much that's involved in publishing a book, and one of the things that I need to work on for my own business is a little flowchart of what it takes to publish a book, either self-publish or traditionally publish. But what I need to do first is finish the book, and then I need to, you know, do the interior formatting and make the workbook and publish and talk to my cover designer and talk to my editor and all those kind of things. So there's a lot of vagueness in that. But at the moment, my implementation intention for that is I will work on this book in our creative space writing session each week. And I will also work on this book for at least an hour each workday that I don't have editing work to do. So the thing is, I get paid to edit other people's work. And so I'm going to need to put that fairly high priority in my workday, because that's what I get paid to do. So if I have an editing job that needs doing, I'm going to do that job. It takes priority. And sometimes the editing work builds up very, very strongly, and then I don't have time to say, well, I'm going to do 2 hours on this other nonfiction book today. And so the week can fill up, things can happen, but on a Tuesday afternoon, myself and a few other writers get together at St. Luke's Anglican Church in Taroona at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. If you would like to come and you live in southern Tasmania, you are very, very welcome. Gold coin donation, coffee provided, chocolate. We think, and we sit down and we write. And so if I can do nothing else in the week, I set aside that time to work on this book until such point as it's finished and ready to go off to my editor. It's not as clear cut as every morning I'm going to work on my novel, but I have set aside a time in the week where I know that should I do no other work on the book during the week, I will work on it at that time. I'll also work on it any other time I possibly can. But yeah, just to let you know that for me, at least, these implementation intentions are sometimes a little bit more complex. And here comes another even more complex one. All right, my last goal that I'm sharing with you, not my last goal, but the one I'm sharing with you, is that run 5 kilometers in half an hour goal. The implementation intention for this one is I will run for half an hour on the treadmill at the gym. So that's where I'm going to be, 3 times a week. And I will do weights at the gym 2 times a week. I need to do weights because my legs need to be strong so my knees don't wear out. So while I would like to run all the time, I can't. I do weights sometimes. The way that I'm making this work for me is by using a process called habit stacking. So this also comes from James Clear's book, and it's a very good book, and I highly recommend it. Habit stacking is where you take one thing that you normally do and you put the thing you want to do with that thing, so that you do them not both together at the same time, but they link together, so that when you do one, you do another one. And what I found with the gym one of the things that works very well for me is if I have to go out anyway, I put my gym stuff in the car and I go to the gym on the way home. So this is what I was saying. Is when Thursdays, when I go and see Scotty at the radio station, I have my gym stuff in the car and I go to the gym on the way home on Thursdays. Tuesdays, when I have my creative writing session, I put my gym stuff in the car and I go to the gym on the way home on a Tuesday afternoon. If I don't have something to go to the gym on the way home from, then I make sure that I go sometime in the middle of the day. I work from home, and so I'm often have done nothing except walk from my kitchen to my office and back to my kitchen again and back to my office again. And you can do that many, many times and your steps add up, but you also seem to be visiting the fridge at the same time, which is not very helpful when you're trying to be healthy. Yeah, so I can get through a day with doing a very few steps. And so if I have a day at home when I don't have something to habit stack on, I will need to go for do some intentional movement at lunchtime or whatever. So that's what I do there. So yeah, that implementation intention is quite complex, but it's there. It's there. Yeah, so that's how I'm working towards my goals. They're the processes that I'm putting in place. And I know that success isn't linear, but I also know that as I do these little daily things or weekly things, even incrementally, I will be moving towards the goals that I want to achieve this year. As James Clear says, you need to really embrace the process if you want to have the product at the end. There's no point in saying, I want to be fitter, and then just deciding to sit on the couch. Like, it just doesn't work. There's no sense in saying, I want to write a book, and then never sitting at your desk or never sitting with your nice notebook and pen at a cafe somewhere to write or whatever it is. So you need to be able to figure out what it will take to reach your goal and then work towards it. Just doing a little bit of work all the time will get you a little bit further on towards reaching your goal. I'd really love to hear what you think about this, so please get in touch with me, ruth@ruthamos.com.au, because I'm very interested to hear whether you agree, disagree, or whether you've put systems in place to reach your goals this year. And yeah, I'd love to hear about it. I think I might have rambled on about goals, systems, and implementation intentions quite long enough today. I hope that it's been helpful. Please pass it on to somebody else if you think it'll be helpful for them, and I will chat to you again soon.